Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome and thank you for joining the Isagro as of the 30th September 2019 conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giorgio Basile, President and CEO of Isagro. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good day. My comment to the certainly very negative result of the first 9 months goes straight to what is, let me say, in a certain way, an important and positive decision. With this year, we have concluded the long period of a business model which we applied, followed, since the origin of Isagro in 93, based on our capability of discovering new molecules, skill originated from the Montedison group where this branch of activity was included, starting, I repeat, from discovering new molecules, developing them, bringing them to the market. This business model has become progressively not comfortable any longer with our limited size. We knew it. We have tried many ways to overcome the handicap of the size, but the evolution of the industry, mostly because of the stricter and stricter regulations, conditions to get approvals for new molecule or to get approval for renewal of the existing product, have made this this approach not any longer sustainable for a small company like our company in the industry, even for middle-sized company. It's well known that what we consider the large Dow merged with what we consider the large DuPont. And I can go ahead and mention it. Syngenta being bought by ChemChina, Monsanto being bought by Bayer. In other words, the few larger companies became fewer, and Isagro remains independent. If the question is, but you realize it today, why not some years ago? Because years ago we started developing a new fungicide, and we considered very important to complete the development phase of this new fungicide, which is what occurred this year, right now, and also have in the pipeline of the discovery research activity to have candidates for new candidates for development. We have one molecule which is a nematicide which is ready for development. We have two other molecules not ready yet but not far from being ready, in progress. And these are values which certainly are not expressed in the balance sheet, but which are important. So, having reached this point we consider concluded. It is a decision that we shall not spend the money any longer in discovery, in developing. Of course, we shall limit our R&D activity to defend the existing products already in the marketplace, as well as of course keeping developing and protecting the non-organic chemicals, which means biosolution products, as well as copper, which is inorganic chemical, as we know. Why this is very important? It is very important because we shall reorganize ourselves, significantly cutting expenses in R&D, reorganizing our structure, and having the possibility, which we shall exploit, to generate value by divesting one by one our organic chemical assets in order to generate cash to be utilized to grow internally and certainly also externally in the biosolutions, as well as catching opportunities to reinforce the already good position we have in the copper business, copper fungicide. This implies acquisitions in the biosolutions particularly. This implies investment, and we shall generate important cash with a stepwise approach, making decision also, having made the strategic decision, which is clear, the implementation of the clear strategy will take place on a tactical basis. Or can be on a tactical basis, but it's a matter of time and a matter of catching right opportunities, not a matter of questioning any longer the important change in the business model. Why I am focusing on this aspect? Because this is a very important news. Of course, I can comment on the 9 months. The 9 months are negative, very negative, and this is a combination of three elements. One is the excessive level of R&D for the reasons I just explained, so I'm not going to repeat, but we do know it is definitely above what, not only what we shall in the future, but also what we could have had giving up the project of completing the development of the new fungicide. That would not have been wise, but it could have been done. That's one. The other two elements are one structure and the one contingent. The second one refers to some temporary negative events, unfavorable climate conditions in North America, overstock of some products in Europe, and these are things which will certainly be readdressed. But the most important one is structure. And I don't want to hide the structure problem by talking too much about the transitional event. What is the structure problem? The structure problem is that two mixtures of made by our fungicide tetraconazole with another fungicide in one and another, a third one in a second mixture, have been have been partly already affected and will be completely affected during the coming months, including some in next year, because these two active ingredients mixed with our tetracycline have been eliminated at European level. This was definitely not planned, not expected, and it has been really bad news. This is the structural problem. Of course, the structure is also that we have a portfolio of organic chemicals which has become progressively old, without mentioning the one which is not marked yet, I mentioned before, the new fungicide, which is now ready to be sold. On a direction basis, on a strategic basis, we do not plan to commercially develop this new fungicide because of the value which other parties, other operators of a much larger size can extract from this product largely exceeds what we can extract. Consequently, it is presumably wise, more than presumably, it is sure that it is more logical to extract the value in one shot by divesting the product to a party who has the capability of extracting and also the capacity, not only the capability, the size to extract the value, much more than what we could do. Okay. But this is an important asset. So, the 9 months, I repeat, are the result of the three things I mentioned. The last quarter will be better because of some transition reasons disappear. In addition to this, we shall get the benefit, economically and financially, but much more financially than economically, of the announced divestment of the affiliate Isagro-Asia, which is absolutely, almost entirely, a company making, buying, and reselling organic chemicals. So the divestment is absolutely consistent with the strategy I outlined to divest from organic chemicals and invest in biosolution and inorganic chemicals. By doing that, last week we have signed the final contract, the share purchase agreement, we only need to implement it, and all indications are that we shall do it by the end of this year, which will impact financially and economically, so that we expect to at least cut to be around half the current loss, to reduce significantly the current loss because of this of a better market condition, and because mostly because of the divestment of Isagro-Asia. From a financial standpoint of view, we consider that the proceeds from the divestment will reduce the consolidated net debt in the range of 20 to 25 million euro, keeping in mind that the real debt would be 15 to 20, since we have 5 million euro which have to be qualified as a debt, contrary, in my opinion, but I take full responsibility in declaring that, contrary to any logic, but this is because of the recent new accounting principle, which obliges to show as a debt the capitalized value of long-term rent we have. Being sarcastic, I'm wondering why we have not been asked to put as a debt the next year or 2 years of expected salaries to be paid to the people. I really don't understand. I studied economics. I have some culture. I really consider unacceptable, ridiculous to have to put as a debt the long-term rent which we have in the office. But that's what we do. So you will read the 20 to 25, and the real number is 15 to 20. Since last year it was not like that, we show a further worsening, of the debt, which is not true. Excuse me if I insist on this point, but if the people who have some responsibility in the press, in the institution, do something, I would appreciate it very much, because in my opinion it is something not understandable. Sorry for having taken the opportunity to express this point. This is what how we shall close the year, better than the 9 months, and with a very good financial position. By divesting progressively the organic chemical, obviously we shall generate important cash, switching into a cash position until or while we reinvest this money. That's why the divestment must be tactically implemented, because it is not very clever to put the money in a drawer or in a bank. It is better to find the investment opportunity and then divest. Of course, after having brought the debt to a very low level following the divestment of this aggregation. So no financial problem, I declare. Progressive improvement from of the economic result because of change in the structure, which so far has been kept, as implied, a level of R&D expenditure which will not be the same, will be definitely lower from next year on. Okay, this is what I wanted to represent. I hope if there are questions, I shall be happy with my colleagues here, in particular our CFO, Ruggero Gambini, to answer questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. If you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Mr. Basila, there are no questions registered at this time.
Thanks very much. Thanks to everybody. And we'll meet on the phone in the near future. Thank you.